But an ascent here just brings one closer to danger. In fact, there are higher mountains still that maybe we should turn away from. Turning to the right, there is a pathway. It goes down past a line of caves, toward a long, looping path that will lead back toward the entrance. Then you can find your way out of here, think of home, and return to camp. So, slowly, one hand on the mountain side, for there are periodic rumblings and rock slides recently. Wonder what's causing that. One hand on the mountain face. Begin to make your way downward. Feet finding secure footholds, navigating the steepish slope. There's a scent in the air. Peculiar but not unpleasant. Musky, slightly sweet, as if the air were cloying. A scent accustomed to an aromatic root cellar full of herbs. Strange enough in its own right. But under it all is something older, something bestial. Something that speaks to a part inside of you that you didn't really think was there. A part that suddenly makes your arousal flare. Ugh. That thought escapes you. It must just be an effect of this place, this land. It does have some arousing qualities in and of itself. But then, from behind you, a deep, bestial, grunting sound, and something rams into the wall next to you, a hand grasping. Part of you works up the urge to strike back, to strike out, but then, as you turn around to confront it, something is shoved roughly, immediately in your face. It's soaked in that scent and that taste. The creature before you is 9-10 feet tall. Your head takes it in an instant, your eyes glaring up. But your lips, inexplicably, your lips have opened. And there's a feeling of gently parting as the flare of that delicious cock slides between your lips. You're too shocked to respond, after all. How many creatures, upon meeting you, merely slide their delicious length between your lips? And the taste is delicious. In fact, instantly upon tasting it, that musky scent filling your head, you find your tongue involuntarily licking, sucking. The creature above you grunts again. That clearly isn't enough, and grips your head by the hair, sliding his cock forward. Droplets of Minotaur pre-cum for the horned beast above you, with his flared, massive cock entering your throat, is a Minotaur. The taste of the pre-cum dripping on your tongue, sliding down your throat, is delicious. It has none of the strange unpleasantness sometimes associated with cum. Instead, it is exquisite. And as it flows down your throat, perhaps a slight lightheadedness overtakes you. For you enthusiastically lean forward. The arousal that existed before, ooh, it must be very concentrated in this one. A Minotaur's cum is a powerful, drug-like substance in and of itself. And as the pre-cum flows down your throat, part of you, the part of you that can still think instead of existing to suck, thinks about those big, swollen balls hanging below its shaft. A Minotaur can only get off with help. Masturbation is extremely difficult, and your mouth alone probably won't do it if he's this pent up. His balls are swollen. You can feel his rapid, strong heartbeat in the veiny, wonderful shaft that's sliding between your lips and exploring your throat. Yes, suck, drink. Simple thoughts move through your now clouded and addled mind. You need to suck. You need to drink. The flared head has a unique texture, and it expertly fills your mouth as he grabs your head and begins to thrust. Part of you is fixating. Fixating on the idea that he can't get off without your help anyway. So even though you're being used as a masturbator, even though your throat is being used to get him off, you have a fair bit of control because he needs you. Unfortunately, applying that control is going to be very difficult, because the taste of that cum is incredible. And when you look at those big swollen balls, oof, the only thought that goes through you is the taste of that musk sliding down your throat, the length being slipped further and further into you, slightly stretching your lips. It's a little uncomfortable, but there's a buzz. There's a cloud hanging over your mind, reminding you that you need to suck. That not sucking would mean a stop to this wonderful feeling. This incredible sensation. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. More. And you need more. Your knees are already growing weak, but the wrapping of your lips around that cock is keeping you upright, keeping you fastened to him. In fact, he's thrusting his massive hips, banging your jaw slightly as his length stretches you. But the dulling effect of that cum means that this is easier than you'd think. More manageable than you'd think. You can take this in the name of getting that massive load into you, where it belongs. These thoughts are strange and alien, but a faint giggle might escape your lips. A kind of light-headed dullness as you allow yourself. Allow being used. And used you shall be, because suddenly, with a wet plop, the cock is pulled from your mouth. It's massive and right in front of you. As he pulls it out, it bangs against your nose, leaving a wet drool of pre-cum down your cheek, too. And you extend your tongue on instinct, lapping that up, too, savoring the sweet, wonderful flavor. And then his massive, powerful hands are on your unresisting hips, lifted effortlessly in the air, as you feel your feet part company with the ground, and hear the faint pull and rip of your clothing moving away from your lower body. You groan. You feel your arousal swinging from you and echoing in him. He wants to fuck. And you, even though that cock is massive, want to be the subject. As he looks down at you, grunting, you see the slickness across his massive, wonderful cock oozing that pleasurable substance. You didn't know you had such a lurking need, but now that you've tasted that cum, can you get enough? I don't think. And neither do you. Because there is no thinking. You see the slickness of your own suckling across his cock. He pushes you forward, laying your upper body across a flat boulder, leveling you with his massive, aching length. He doesn't look as he slides forward. Moving by feel, you feel the head against your rear entrance, and then the thrust. Smacking his hips against your buttocks, it moves in one motion, and even though it stretches you, even though your rear is being stretched out by that flare plopping inside you, the feeling of his cum numbs any discomfort. So while you're aware of it, you're also aware that being his cum sleeve is what you need. He's incredibly focused. He needs to get off. You feel his hands, furred and rough, gripping your hips. The Minotaur's movements slamming that length into you. Every inch is something you can feel. But you feel something more important. Your own buttocks squeezing. Trying. So hard. To milk him dry. You need to milk him dry. You need to get that out of him. You need to empty those massive balls. Imagine the effect it would have on you. but there's a long journey there. And the mere presence of his massiveness, even without the drug to come, would be enough to force some pleasurable sensations into your body. And oh, it is forceful. Continuous. Echoing through your skull. Yes, yes, this is where I need to be. A strange, almost alien thought. The cum slowly flooding your insides. Soaking into your blood, into your soul, and telling you, this is a pretty good purpose. Even as the pleasure going through you becomes more giddy. As you can practically feel your pupils dilating, your mouth becoming slack, your drool pooling on the boulder underneath you. An inexplicable, giddy, almost fake-looking grin spreading across your face. But you know it isn't fake. You know you feel so incredibly happy, as you feel your rear spread, as you feel his sheer size stretching you. But the stretching is subsumed under the throb, 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 both his heartbeat and the rising barometer of pleasure inside of you. Your ability to hold back evaporates, and you find yourself pushing backward. He lets out a grunt of surprise, pulling back a little. You gasp, you can't have that. Buttocks clenching, grabbing him. And then he grips your hips and decides to be a little more forceful, potent, powerful, and above you, the musk rising from your joinder is palpable, just like the thump, thump, thump of his heart felt through every inch of that massive shaft as it spreads your insides, touching you so completely that if there's any sensitive, particularly sensitive spot, it's being bathed in his, ooh, now freely flowing pre-cum, a little narcotic bath across the aching need that you have, across the most sensitive places, warm and constant, an absolute inability to think about just how completely stretched you are remains, and though it may evoke momentary twinges of discomfort, the thought of your prize at the end of this is too much. Thrust, thrust, a long, thick shaft spreading you open, lubed by your own tongue, and you, ooh, reach back, running your hands along his balls and his cock where, even as he slams you forcefully forward, you won't be deterred, your face down in the rock being gently pushed over your limit, even as you're forcefully pushed closer to physical climax. Your mind is just being nudged along by the chemical concoction, oof, sliding inside of you. Your rear is clenched tight, trying to hold him in, but he pulls away every time, only to come back, and you're always very happy to see him. Oh, good. Thrust, thrust, smacking against your buttocks as he thrusts forward. His bestial grunts complemented by the fact you can feel his balls swelling. And you didn't just reach behind you to fondle those massive, aching, must be so needy. Oh, and you're giving him what he needs, just like he is you. Restraint is vanishing. You need that cock in your ass constantly. The need renews itself, moment by moment, instant by instant. The powerful effects of a minotaur who's been pent up this long. Oh, and you know that if you keep clenching and sliding, if you keep reaching back to fondle him, if you make just the right noises, gasping, grinning, drooling as you are, then you'll be able to push him over the edge and get your just reward. At this moment, lying on the flat boulder, thrust, 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 frantically being fucked. It's hard to think of any better reward. You've become consumed in the moment. Maybe you're pressing against the stone beneath you as he thrusts and thrusts and thrusts. A constant, echoing sonata, slapping of thighs against your buttocks, spreading through the whole mountainside. Oh no, what if you get an audience? An audience of onlookers. That's exactly what you fail to think. Too captured in the moment, too busy grinning your way through a hard, long pounding of your rear. He couldn't come prematurely if he wanted to. This is going to take a nice, long time. Thrust, but he's spilling more of that pre-cum. And there must be droplets of the real thing in it because you're starting to feel a little buzzed. Pressing back into him, trying to capture him in your hole, not caring how much it stretches and aches you. Feels great. Oh, more, more. Maybe those words escape your lips. What definitely escapes your body is a grunting, groaning, aching need. You might come before he does. Ooh, hard to hold back. Far too good. And as you feel him grip your hips in his hands, tighter. You run your hands over his balls once more, and over the little bit of shaft that slides out of you as he frantically pistons, and you get what you were looking for. A little bit of his cum that dripped onto his balls before he thrust into you. A little bit of it. Moving your hand back up your belly, you're careful not to scrape one drop off on your sweated, needy flesh, bringing it to your lips. Sucking, the sweet taste, the rolling of your eyes, yes. You reach back again, continuing to scoop little handfuls, willing, content to use the dregs of his aching rut to satisfy your hunger. And it is a hunger, a lurking one, that has now been awakened by the thrust. He's hitting all the most sensitive spots. He's even stimulating between your legs, not intentionally, but the sheer size of what's fucking your rear is indirectly stimulating the front. Also, the sheer fact that he's causing your whole body to vibrate and spasm with every massive thrust, he's pulling the whole length of that wet, aching member out of you and thrusting the long, flared cock into you, like a stallion rutting again and again. But this creature is gripping you, pulling you to him, his own tongue lolling out in need as he uses your tightness to push him closer to what he aches for. Imagine how long he's wandered the mountain, all pent up. How much delicious cum. Ooh, and if it gets poured right into you, it's gonna swell you up. He must have a ton in there. And then it'll soak into your body. It's gonna take a long time for it all to soak away. It's gonna take a long time for you to come down. Thrust, thrust, smacking his hips against your buttocks. Getting closer and closer. Readier and readier to spray and make you cum. Oh, but he's not there yet. You whimper needily. This is starting to get really good, but you need his cum. Need it in you. Any restraint vanishes. Any thought of doing anything but let him twitch and cum. That's what you need. You can feel him thudding. He's convulsing, vibrating against you, again and again. You need it. You absolutely need it. Oh, your hands trail back again, scooping up another tiny rope of pre-cum. Oh, before it hits the ground, wasted, bringing it back up and licking. Your eyes roll in your head. The taste is delicious. You couldn't quite identify it except to know that it's causing a very distinct buzz. That the scent of him is making it worse. Worse. So good. You're unsteady, drunk with pleasure. You slide back. You need that cum. You need his seed. You rub back against him, rolling your hips. steps in slow circles to try and put different pressure on his huge cock, even as he keeps thrusting. Because you're moving like that, he's hitting you from different angles. He's sliding into your rear, spreading it with obscene smacking sounds every time he abuses your wonderfully sensitive, now all dosed up on Minotaur cum, aching rear entrance. Squeeze your ass good. Your butt needs to be fucked. You need to be fucked. Everything else is an extension of that need, and you're getting what you need. That's why the big grin on your face, right? That and what's coursing through your system, making you want it, making it all the more potent. Minotaur cum, quite potent. Nice drugged aphrodisiac, also making you loopy enough that you go along with whatever you had to get more of it into your system. Imagine how pitiful you must look, lying forward, being slammed and abused back there. No doubt there are others watching. Part of you thinks maybe there are some minotaurs out there waiting for their turn as well. Ooh, wouldn't that be sweet? You fantasize, even as you lie there, being used as a sleeve for his cock, used to provide a tight, warm body. You can feel his heartbeat quickening, his balls tensing, they're no longer slack and dangling, they're tight against his body. His blast of cum can't be that far off, and your mind starts thinking about that cum. About that dripping, narcotic agent working into you, making you grin loopily, making you relax into it, making you happy to be just where you are. And as he does, thrust, ascending toward his inevitable climax, your mind starts to fantasize. What if there were more minotaurs, one massive cock in each of your hands, grabbing, your mouth open wide for another cock to join the first, so that you could suck and drink it into your belly even as the one behind you pumped it tight up your ass, a double dose of that wonderful stuff flowing into you, or having one beneath you, seeing everything. His rigid cock rubbing against your belly, leaving little lines of that cum soaking into your skin, even as he waited his turn to abuse your rear. You wanting to press down onto him, to get more of that cum painted across your body and show just what you are, a wonderful, toy for Minotaur spunk, there to drink, there to be pumped full, there to be left bathing in your own lust-addled, pleasure-drugged state. Thrust, thrust again and again. But unfortunately, or fortunately, no other Minotaurs come. This solitary pass has just you, him, and the sound of your coupling, obscene and aching. And then you feel it. You hear it too. A massive gasp from behind you, and then the first splatter of hot cum hits your insides. Time seems to freeze. You're left there. The feeling. Damn it. The pneumatic warmth of his heartbeat throbbing through the cock, even as the flared head parts and the sheer force of the long, hot stream moving inside your buttocks makes you clench up, your eyes close. Here it is. He gasps and he thrusts hard. You feel him spasm and twitch, gripping your hips, pulling you onto him. You're no longer moving. You're sitting there, frozen. Spurt. Spurt. So much cum pours into you that you can barely think. Sweat is moving down your brow. Your body is, aching for it. Twitching for it. You squeeze tight, trying to hold as much of the seed in as you can. Your eyes roll back. The liquid pleasure. The hot stuff that's making you. Making you. You clamp, keeping his seed in. It fills your belly even, makes you feel bloated and pleasured, and that powerful spurt at the end. It pushes you right off. You lie there on the rock, reaching behind you, gripping your buttocks, holding them together, wishing you had a toy or something else to plug them up, to keep that seed in easily, keep him in as long as possible. Satisfied, you hear him grabbing his loincloth and rummaging through your gem bag. You couldn't care. You can't, because the liquid pleasure is in you. A big repository of that Minotaur's seed, resting inside you. He sighs contentedly, and begins to meander away. Under the sheer ache, under the sensual bliss, you smile. There may be a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of numbness due to how long he fucked you, but his cum is so great that you can feel none of it. In fact, you probably won't come down until long after any discomfort has faded. The scent of your rutting fills the air. But it is unusual in that it is attractive, like all things Minotaur, you decide. Letting yourself simply lie there on the rock, the sun dapples you in this mountain pass as it crests high enough in the sky to warm your sweated skin. You feel the dirt and sweat-caked mud below your body. You feel your hands on your buttocks. You try to will yourself to move them away so that you can get up, but a stronger part of your mind, a part very recently drunk on Minotaur cum, tells you you're just going to have to keep them there and hold it in. You're just going to have to keep them until all that cum has entered your system, has faded away. You're going to have to lay here in your stupor, or else get up a little wobbly and make your way back to camp. But there's no letting that cum escape. That would be a terrible crime. You're going to have to come back here again and see if that one has any friends. Just pausing a moment, you let the awareness of the situation wash over you, your buttocks clenching and twitching in pleasure now and then. You know every time you sit down for a very long time, you're going to be reminded of this encounter. A little twitch of pleasure, a little memory of how good that cum is, and more. And that's the thing, the urge is there. Surely it'll fade with time. But one thing that's not fading is the broad grin, the arousal. After all, you didn't get to get off, at least not in any focused way, just indirectly as a result of his thrusting, and you remember it vividly. And your fantasy comes to mind. But for now, there's no escaping. Just lying there, a belly full of Minotaur cum telling you that you need to do whatever you have to keep that high going. Oh, so good. So twitchy and pleasurable. Your eyes dilated, your body relaxed, calm. Nothing but pleasure in that place, dosed up on his cum. He, satisfied and having moved on, his balls much reduced by getting all that cum out in you. But you know they'll be full again, very soon. Managing to rise from the rock and gather together your clothing, you inspect your things to make sure nothing's missing. And then prepare to head for home. But it may be quite a while of sitting like this, relaxed and achy, before you can even remember what home is, or move away from this boulder, a pleasant reminder of where you were laid out, fucked, dosed up, used as a sleeve, and left to sleep off your pleasured, wonderful, Minotaur cum-filled experience. This place. Screech of harpies above. The sound nearby from a cave of chatter and blades. The sound from somewhere high above of bubbling and an alchemical alembic. What other secrets does this mountain hold? And what other Minotaurs? This may be the last thing to go through your mind before you relax against the boulder and in your minotaur-pleasured stupor. Sleep. This has been a presentation of eSuccubus.com. If you've enjoyed this file, please consider hiring a custom file or picking up one of our many premium files. Thank you for listening.